U.S. District Judge Elizabeth Wolford says she won't make a decision about New York's green light law until at least mid-November, after listening Wednesday to attorneys for both the state and Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns.
We knew when we filed this paperwork that this was not going to be a sprint. This is going to be a marathon.
Kearns' lawsuit is asking the judge to put a hold on the green light law, which takes effect in December. It'll mandate Kearns and other clerks provide driver's license to undocumented immigrants. It'll also prohibit their offices from sharing driver information with immigration enforcement officials and mandate they warn drivers if immigration officials do ask for their information. Kearns has said the law is unconstitutional and meant to shield undocumented immigrants from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. But much of Wednesday's arguments instead focused on whether Kearns even has the standing to challenge the green light law. Kearns' counsel, Assistant County Attorney Kenneth Kirby, argues he does because it puts him at risk whether he follows it or not.
If he were to obey the green light law and not divulge information about unlawfully present aliens to the federal government, he would be potentially exposing himself to prosecution under the federal anti-harboring, anti-concealing, and anti-shielding law. If, on the other hand, he elects to provide the information, he faces the very real prospect of proceeding to be removed from his office as clerk.
But the state's Assistant Solicitor General, Linda Fang, says neither threat is credible. She says clerks in other states with similar laws haven't been charged. She also says if Kearns doesn't comply, he might only be stripped of his authority over driver's licenses. As to Kearns' argument he has the right to assist the federal government in enforcing the law, Fang says Kearns can freelance as an ICE agent for all the state cares, just not in his capacity as county clerk. Speaking after court, Kearns says he has no plans of working for ICE.
Well, I do have a pin that has from ICE right now on. No.
Kirby says the Trump administration plans to get involved in the suit and has until November 12th to submit papers. He says he doesn't know if that's why the judge reserved her decision until mid-November. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.